Hi, I'm Paul Bogart, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I love rodeos by Cracker, that big old bull they call Bushwhacker. Puffed out cheek full of chewing tobacco and all that cowboy jazz. Riding horses at full throttle, Louis L'Amour Western novels. Cowgirl lips on long neck bottles and all that cowboy jazz. Yip, 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 yippee-yay. Yip, 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 yippee-yay-ho. Dance halls, bars, and honky-tonk lights. Cutting a rug on a Friday night and throwing down later in a parking lot fight and all that cowboy jazz. Wide open range and ball face cattle, front porch rail to hang your saddle, dinner bell that rings and rattles and all that cowboy jazz. Come on. Girlfriend is a buckaroo and likes cowboy stuff just like I do. And we go together like a foot in a boot and all that cowboy jazz. We'll tie the knot just like we plan, do a little buckle rubbing at our wedding dance. Spend our nights making little ranch hands and all that cowboy jazz. Yip, 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 yip. When it's time to ride away, make it to St. Peter's gates, I sure hope that he's okay with all that cowboy jazz. Yeah, I can't wait to hear angels play all that cowboy jazz.
Welcome to the program, Paul Bogart.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Great to meet you.
So tell me about a bit about yourself and your music.
So I grew up in northeast Oklahoma, cowboy country, where my dad taught us kids to team rope and rope calves when we were just babies. And I moved out here to Nashville about a decade ago. And I'm doing the music thing and still getting to rodeo a good bit. And oftentimes I'm entered in the rodeo and then the band's setting up and we're playing the rodeo dance after. But it's, we just put out a new record this last year. It was the first time in like 4 years that I'd put out new music. But life has been crazy busy. My wife and I had our first boy coming on 2 years ago, and got another one on the way. Our second son is due to arrive sometime in the next 5 weeks, so it's getting close. Getting close. Yeah.
What is the new single?
We're kind of calling it a focus track just because we haven't with the new baby and so forth. We haven't really hustled it super hard, but it's a song called All That Cowboy Jazz. We actually did a music video for the song in my hometown of Ooliga, Oklahoma, population roughly 1,000 people, which was pretty fun because I brought this, you know, the director of the video, she says, we need a dive honky-tonk bar to shoot this video in. And I was like, hey, I got the place and they'll hire me anytime because it's my hometown. And so we hauled this Nashville film crew out to Oklahoma and the whole town showed up. I mean, this little bar was busting at the seams. And I don't know if these people were more interested in me and supporting my music or if it was because the film crew from Nashville were coming to town. But regardless, it was exciting that the place was full and lots of supporters. But so we shot the video for All That Cowboy Jazz. It's kind of a throwback to Bob Wills, a Western swing.
Oh, I've got the video. We got it ready to go on our new channel.
Oh, nice.
It's wonderful. Great. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the support. But Well, so we shot it there, but yeah, it was, and this was another thing that was so fantastic. I was surprised by this little venue, so my band went back, and we had a New Year's Eve run booked, and just for a stopping point along the way, we played at the Iron Horse, this little bar, and they had, she goes, the owner's like, hey, check out the dance floor, we redid it, and I was like, oh, that's great, you know, and I walked over and looked, and there's this 8-foot logo on the floor with my name, Nashville recording artist Paul Bogart, and all that cowboy jazz at the bottom of this logo, and it was just, I mean, I realize that place is not the Ryman Auditorium, but it's still, what an honor. I was just floored, to say the least. Wait a second, I didn't mean to say floored, no pun intended. But no, it was fantastic. So lots of exciting stuff going on. We're just hustling and making a bunch of music.
We need to release that in England because they love the Western swing, that style of country music.
Well, we were actually just in, we played in Italy, Northern Italy, in September this last year. And I'm telling you what, these people, it blew my mind. We were the headlining act. And these people stood there and partied with us for a couple hours. And it's just until they shut us down. It was an outdoor amphitheater type gig, and the local authorities actually shut us down because of the sound ordinances. But we've played in France a time or two, but it's just, it's always surprising to me how much Europeans love American country music and American cowboy culture.
Very much so, yeah.
And not to stereotype them by no means, but I had no idea that there were so many fans of well, hey, another thing too, we just found out I made the cover of a European country music magazine. I think it's called Country Music People. Are you familiar with that magazine?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm on the February cover.
Yeah, he's a big Western swing fan.
Okay. Well, I just found out about it last week, so kind of exciting stuff happening in
That's
Europe.
That's why you need some music released.
That's right. Absolutely. I've been living in town for about 10 years, and I just absolutely love this city, and it's changing and growing. Nashville's just exploding with growth and people moving to town, and lots of industry, really, other than the country music industry as well. But with that, the music scene is just growing and growing. So it's an exciting place to be, you know, hanging out and making a living and making a family right here in Nashville. So it's a great place to live.
Good life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Paul, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Hi, I'm Paul Bogart. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Thousand stories neath that old weathered hat. He's got more lines and creases than a Texas road map. He stares through the smoke of a hand-rolled cigarette and thinks about the good old days when it was cattle, not concrete, that covered these hills. When your word was your contract and you shook on the deal. When a man got ahead with hard work and iron will. You can't believe how much has changed. He never had nothing he didn't sweat or bleed for. When life gave him lightning, he rode out the storm, tough as nails and headstrong. Right was right, wrong was wrong. Hit the dirt, brush it off, get back on. God bless him and God help us all when the cowboys are gone. When the movers and shakers and bankers are done, will there be any room left for the free to still run? The kind who ain't scared to stick to their guns. It's getting hard to find someone like him. He never had nothing he didn't sweat or bleed for. When life gave him lightning, he rode out the storm. Tough as nails and headstrong. Right was right, wrong was wrong. Hit the dirt, brush it off, get back on. God bless him, and God help us all. When the cowboys are gone, my knees hit the floor before I go to bed. To thank the good Lord, there's a few of us left. Who never had nothing we didn't sweat or bleed for. When life gives us lightning, we ride out the storm. Tough as nails and headstrong. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Here's to those riding on. God bless him, God help us all. When the cowboys are gone, when the cowboys are gone.